But that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason. From the mountains of West Virginia to the rocky coast of Maine, tens of millions of people in the path of a powerful winter storm this morning, an approaching nor'easter already resulting in numerous school closings and flight cancellations. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it seems that a certain weather forecasting groundhog may have some explaining to do.
You know, we saw Punxsutawney Phil last week, and I think it's fair to say he's led us astray, because this is not the following week that we were expecting.
New York and Boston among big cities along the I-95 corridor bracing for a lot of snow. Even if that $95 billion foreign aid bill with more money for Ukraine and Israel clears the Senate this morning, House Speaker Mike Johnson threatens to kill it, citing its failure to address the U.S. border crisis. Not giving up, House Republicans expected to hold another vote today on impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Also at SRNNews.com, a deadly shooting in New York City. The gunman still at large.
Gunfire erupted following a dispute between two groups of teenagers at a New York City subway station at the start of evening rush hour on a train platform in the Bronx around 4:30 p.m., a time when stations throughout the city are filled with kids coming home from school and many workers are beginning their evening commute. Officials say a 34-year-old man was killed. The wounded included a 14-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, and three adults, ages 28, 29, and 71. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In an emergency filing, the Trump legal team asking the Supreme Court to keep the former president's election interference trial on hold. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 63 points. NASDAQ futures are off 109. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention issues a voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who drugged his wife's drinks in an attempt to induce an abortion has been sentenced to 6 months in jail, 10 years on probation. The wife, who has filed for divorce, told the court the jail sentence was not long enough. She says her one-year-old daughter was born about 10 weeks premature and has developmental delays. Says the delays require the daughter to attend therapy sessions daily. This is SRN News. The disease behind the Black Death, which devastated 14th century Europe, still seeks victims today.
Public health officials in Oregon have reported a case of bubonic plague in a local resident. They said last week the person likely contracted it from a pet cat. Deschutes County health officials say all close contacts of the person and the cat have been contacted and provided medication. The county says the case has been identified and treated in its early stages. Officials say it poses little risk to the community. Symptoms of bubonic plague include the sudden onset of fever, nausea, weakness, chills, and muscle aches. Symptoms begin 2 to 8 days after exposure to an infected animal or flea. Keith Peters reporting.
Georgia's Brian Kemp, he is the latest Republican governor who is poised to offer assistance to Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Abbott's efforts to secure the southern border. More details, SRNNews.com.